This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrant and living. We would like to once again express our greetings to each of you and to as well express our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. For indeed, for us, it is a very enjoyable and a learning experience that we look forward to the participation of. And indeed, we learn from each of you far more than what you learn from what we attempt to express to each of you. Now, as always, we would suggest that there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And you will find, once again as well, that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. And in that altered state of consciousness, have that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And once again, the information that you received in that telepathic interaction many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express to this rather limited use of a vocabulary. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we would speak to you of your beliefs and your belief systems, a topic which we continuously attempt to explain and give you some type of an explanation of how it is that you create and experience this reality in this vibrational level. We have chosen to break your belief systems into three categories: the human consciousness belief system, the societal belief system, and the individual belief system. Now, all of these individual and societal and human consciousness belief systems interact with each other, are intertwined, if you wish, to form your individual belief systems that are the result of and validation of the reality that you've experienced in your awakened consciousness state. You once again exist in this vibrational level by choice. You're not in this vibrational level because there was some other entity who decided that you needed to have some type of experience, or because you decided that you needed to have some type of development or growth in order to somehow become enlightened or to somehow progress. Absolutely not. You choose to exist in and to experience this vibrational level for the very simple reason that it allows you to be involved in a creation process where you believe in your awakened consciousness state that you're not in control, and as a result of that belief system have the opportunity to experience a range of intense emotions and feelings that are not experienced or available in other vibrational levels. It's really that simple. You choose to be involved in this vibrational level to have that experience. You're not here for any other reason. And yet, because it's so difficult as a result of your choice to put in place that what we refer to as the veil. It's very difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state, and indeed in other levels of consciousness that you are involved in your meditative stats and in your dream stats, to be aware of who and what you truly are, and to understand that you are here by choice. To understand that this reality is your creation, without exception. It becomes a very difficult concept to grasp for each of you in your awakened consciousness state, and we understand that. It's one of the reasons that we suggest that you go within thought, that you become involved in that silent communication, because at that level of your consciousness, you can get a much more clear picture of the understanding of who and what you truly are. And when you grasp that, then you begin to understand the complexities, if you wish, of this creation process that you're involved in, but also the limitlessness of who and what you truly are. When you begin to grasp that limitlessness of who and what you truly are, then you begin to understand how it's possible for you to be involved in the entire creation process in this vibrational level. The entire creational process. And again, that becomes a difficult concept to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, when you have difficulty believing that you can control some of the most simple of the events that are occurring in your day-to-day activities, let alone to understand that you are involved in and participating in the creation of each and every occurrence, if you wish, that's involved in your entire vibrational level. You see, we continuously suggest to you that you exist in each and every atom of your entire universe, each of you. Again, a very difficult concept to grasp, but nonetheless, a very accurate description of who and what you truly are. You are all that is, and for you to be all that is, then you must exist in all that is. And to be all that is, you must also be nothing. A paradox we understand, but nonetheless, an accurate description of who and what you truly are. And so you exist in your entire universe, and you create and experience your reality in your awakened consciousness state as a validation of your belief systems. And there are belief systems that you hold throughout your entire consciousness. You see, it's difficult to give you an accurate description, because you see, in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that that's it. You believe that that is the most important aspect of your ego and of your personality and of who and what you truly are. And while it's important and it has significance, it's not the most important part of who and what you truly are. You exist as a multidimensional personality in a reality that is being experienced in the now without the restrictions of time and space, which means that you are existing in a multitude of scenarios, other lifetimes if you wish, with a multitude of egos. But only one entity of who and what you truly are. And yet that one entity is connected with every other entity. Again, the paradox that you can be the one, and yet you are part of the one. Very difficult to give you an explanation. It defies explanation. It defies the use of a vocabulary to give you an accurate description of how you can be all that is. And yet you are an individual. You can be the one and yet be the piece of the one. And so you exist within each and every atom of your entire universe. Consider that concept for a moment. It means that when there is some type of a disaster that's occurring on the other side of your earth system, that that's you, each of you involved. At some level of your consciousness, you understand and hold a belief that's being validated, be it a human consciousness belief system, be it a societal belief system, but most often it's a combination of a human consciousness belief system, a societal belief, and an individual belief in a form. Belief systems that you buy into, if you wish, that you agree to participate in. You agree. You're not forced to be involved in that particular creation process, but you choose. When you enter into this vibrational level, you choose to be involved in and to participate and to sustain what we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. And it's very difficult to step outside of that concept of what you might refer to as the laws of physics. Very difficult. Not impossible, but very difficult. Difficult because you choose to put in place the limitations that make it difficult, because you choose to be involved in the creation process, and because you choose to exist in this vibrational level to have that opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. That's why it's difficult. Not difficult because you can't do it. It's difficult because you choose to hold that belief system. If you choose not to hold that belief system, that's not a problem either. But as we have suggested many times, if you put aside all those belief systems, you won't be in this vibrational level. Why would you choose to stay in this vibrational level if you don't participate in the creation process that's involved in this creation, in this vibrational level, so that you can experience that intense range of emotions and feelings? So it's there because you choose, not because you have to. And so these events that are occurring throughout your earth systems are occurring to validate belief systems that are held by individuals, that exist throughout your entire vibrational level. Again, that becomes a very difficult concept to grasp, we understand, but nonetheless, a very accurate one. It becomes much more feasible when you begin to understand that this reality that you experience, no matter how significant and no matter how important and no matter how intense the range of emotions and feelings that you have the opportunity to experience, is nonetheless illusionary. The most illusionary reality that you will experience is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Doesn't mean it's insignificant, it means it's an illusion. It's an illusion that you believe that you are not in control of, and yet you are absolutely and entirely in control of this vibrational level. You see, we have suggested that you are in the process of transitioning into what we refer to as the new age and new energy, and for many, that capacity to experience from a conscious state the ability to influence your reality by consciously understanding and altering your belief systems is a phenomenon that they are already experiencing and that they are already practicing in their awakened consciousness state. The transition into that new age and new energy for many has reached its conclusion. It has been completed. You as a human consciousness chose to put in place, once again, a 25-year transition period to allow for that alteration of the energy that is utilized in the creation of your entire vibrational level to undergo subtle changes, alterations, so that it would be possible for you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that has been very difficult to accomplish in your so-called past, in your so-called history. And you put in place that 25-year transition period once again to allow you in your awakened consciousness state to experience the evolutionary process that validates your belief in time and space. And you once again began that process in the year of 1987, which means that you are very nearing the completion in the year of 2012. And so that opportunity exists in a manner that has been very difficult in your so-called history, in your past. And as a result of that transition, you, if you choose, are having the opportunity to consciously influence your reality in a manner that has been, once again, very difficult in your past, in your so-called history. There are still, because of your choice, limitations in that creation process. It still remains very difficult to step outside of the human consciousness belief system. It still remains very difficult for you to alter your so-called societal belief system. Not impossible. Not nearly as impossible as it was in your so-called past, but nonetheless difficult. And to a certain extent, even difficult for you to alter beliefs in your so-called individual belief systems. Beliefs that you put in place in levels of consciousness that you're not aware of in your awakened consciousness that. Difficult, but not impossible, and not nearly as impossible or difficult as what it was in your so-called past, once again, in your history. So in this new age and new energy, not only is it going to be easier, and is as easier and more possible for individuals to alter their reality from a conscious state by consciously getting an understanding of what the belief is that they need to alter in order to alter the reality. But also, much more possible that a person or a group of individuals can have influences on the societal belief systems in a manner that has been much more difficult in your so-called past, in your so-called history. You have, for example, a group of entities existing within this particular space on this afternoon. And as a result of your belief system, you, as a group, are creating an energy. An energy that allows you, once again, to alter your consciousness and to enter into a meditative state in a very easy manner that was much more difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. Because you believe, and you are beginning to understand that you can change that belief system from a conscious state. And as a result, the creation process is enhanced. And that opportunity is much more enhanced and much more available and much more easily experienced by you, should you choose to believe, to consciously hold that belief system. We have continuously suggested to each of you that this reality that you are experiencing is a validation of your belief systems, your belief system, not some other entity existing outside of your vibrational level, not some group of guides or angels that are creating your reality for you, but rather your belief systems. However, should you choose to believe that there is an entity that's creating and influencing your reality, you can have that. We're not suggesting that it's right or wrong. We're not suggesting that you should or should not be involved in any type of belief system. That's your choice. Believe what it is that you will. Your choice. Your belief system. Believe whatever it is that you desire to believe, and it will indeed influence the reality that you experience. And so should you choose to believe that you're not in control, that you are being influenced by outside entities or entity, that's your choice. Absolutely. In this new age and new energy, should you choose to hold that belief, and it's more possible for you to to create the reality to validate that belief. You have, for example, entities existing within your vibrational level who believe that they are experiencing realities that are influenced by guides or other entities that exist either outside of your vibrational level or surround each of you in your vibrational level. And many of those entities, in their awakened consciousness state, will gather, similar to the group that has gathered here on this afternoon, and they will be involved in various types of activities. Activities that you might refer to as holding a prayer vigil, for example, to attempt to achieve or to accomplish some event. And once again, in this new age and new energy, it's much more easy for you to create, to validate belief systems from a conscious state. And as a result, that group of entities that are involved in that creation process through believing that their actions and their prayers can have an influence on another entity, and that other entity or entities or whatever event it is that they're attempting to alter also at some level of their consciousness agrees to participate in that creation process, then the creation occurs much more easily and the belief system is validated for all entities involved in the creation process. And so those entities who believe that they are not in control, but that are conversely being controlled or being influenced by other entities, have that validation for their belief system. It's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting for an instant that you should believe or should not believe in certain types of realities. What we're suggesting is that you understand that the reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. Without exception, human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems, and from one to the other, each being more within your grasp to have an influence and to alter, but none of them being impossible, just progressively more difficult. And so you can have your personal belief systems, you have your societal belief systems, and you have your human consciousness belief systems. You can sit in your personal belief systems and have all types of creation processes occurring that validate a belief perhaps that you're not in control, or validate perhaps a belief that you don't have the capacity to influence any type of activity that's occurring throughout your vibrational level. And you have that particular belief system validated. You can conversely believe that it's within your capacity to be involved in a very level, various levels of your consciousness, to interact with other entities, to create a very desirable, what you might have believed is a very desirable reality creation process. And as a result of holding that belief, have it validated. As our example of entities existing in a group situation praying for a particular event to occur, and all of the entities involved in that creation process holding the same belief, wishing to experience that reality, having the reality created to validate the belief system. As difficult as it is to comprehend, the spark of consciousness that you are, from where you create this reality in this vibrational level, does not ever, ever judge what's right or wrong. It creates to validate belief systems, it creates the reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. Indeed, it that I am referring to is the spark of consciousness that you are. The spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality that you experience from a position of absolute unconditional love. And the spark of consciousness that you are never ever judges whether or not the ego that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is having a good time or a bad time. Is having a desirable or a less desirable reality creation in experience. The spark of consciousness that you are creates that which you desire to experience to validate the beliefs that you hold without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. And the spark of consciousness that you are creates that reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And you give to yourself that which you desire. And so the belief that you hold, the choices and the decisions that you make in your awakened consciousness stack, that influence the thoughts and feelings and the belief systems eventually, are what's responsible for the reality creation process as that spark of consciousness that you are validates and gives to you that which you desire. Seems like a very simple process, and that's because it is a very simple process, but you go to great lengths to make it difficult. And when you begin to understand that it is one, that you are one, and yet you are an individual, that you are all that is and yet you are nothing, that you exist in each and every atom of your entire universe, because this universe that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. No matter how much significance it has, it is nonetheless an illusion. And you, and each and every other entity existing within this vibrational level, is responsible for the creation of the experiences that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But the belief systems that you hold at the human conscious level are, to a great extent, responsible for the weather systems that you experience on your Earth system, for the alterations of your Earth system. That the societal belief systems that you hold are responsible for many of the day-to-day experiences that you have that seem to be beyond your control. And that the individual belief systems that you experience that are more responsible for the day-to-day interactions that you have with other entities, with the relationships that you experience and with your personal experiences, be they positive or negative, are validations, nonetheless, of beliefs from the human consciousness to the societal, to the individual, in the combination. And if you wish to change your reality, you change your belief systems. And once again, very difficult to change a human consciousness belief system, but not impossible. You have, as a human consciousness, altered the transition of your entire universe. Altered, although subtle, the energy that exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. And as a result of that alteration, you are about to and are in the process of experiencing reality creations that even as little as 25 of your so-called years ago were seemingly impossible. You're beginning to experience, for example, the ability to understand the impact that one's beliefs can have on their health system. Beginning to understand, for example, and to experience so-called discoveries to cure seemingly in what were in your so-called past incurable diseases. Not because they become suddenly curable, but because you believe that it's possible. Because you're beginning to consciously have the capacity to hold various belief systems and to alter those belief systems from a conscious state. And as a result of that alteration, alter your reality consciously. Consciously. Not where an individual holds a particular concept or an idea and through various trials and errors stumbles upon some type of a discovery, or where an individual is involved in some type of a exploration, experiment, and as a result has this discovery that's simply almost something that they stumbled upon, rather than holding the belief system consciously that it's possible to have that experience and to bring it into your reality. You are as well, as a result of the alteration of this energy that you exist in, beginning to experience societal alterations of belief systems that are influencing societies throughout your entire Earth system. And we would suggest that should that particular belief systems and societal belief systems continue to be held in the same concept that they are, that you will continue to experience those alterations of various societies. You are as well beginning to re-experience more and more influences of groups of entities who believe that they have the capacity to influence other realities in what they believe is a positive manner, and those other realities willing to participate in that alteration in what they believe to be in a positive manner or a negative, whichever, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. So these groups of entities are creating experiences because they believe that it's possible to have an influence simply by holding the belief system. The entire universe is undergoing alterations and changes, validating belief systems in a manner that has not been experienced in your so-called past. Your scientists will look upon this as an age of advancement of knowledge that's never been experienced in other realities in your so-called history. The irony of it is that it's not quite true. As you see in your so-called Atlantean periods, you indeed had the capacity to create realities from a conscious state, in a manner that is not being duplicated, even in this so-called transition. And in your Atlantean periods, you created and influenced realities from a conscious state that you have not yet chosen to become involved in your so-called present state. But nonetheless, in your so-called recorded history, this period will be looked upon as one of great advancement in terms of knowledge. in terms of discoveries. And we would suggest that it would be looked upon more in terms of validation of belief systems from a conscious state. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Societies are beginning to believe that it's within their capacity to alter their particular societal states. And you are witnessing those alterations throughout your system. Not only in what you might refer to as the oppressed societies, but indeed in the societies that were looked upon as being the most advanced societies, are discovering as well that the societies of your entire universe have an influence upon each other and interact with each other. You are all one. You are not separate. You cannot be separate because you are a piece of the one. And yet you are separate in your ability to make individual choices, to have individual desires and belief systems, and yet you interact and you are one. And your societies are quite similar. Individual societal belief systems, and yet each interacting and influencing with each other, because you agree to participate. It's not that one has the capacity to influence over the other, that the other is at the mercy of one, absolutely not. You agree to be involved in that creation process. It's a validation of belief systems. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. We continuously come back to the basics and attempt to give you an overall view of how that applies to your individual lives, to your societal lives, and indeed to your entire Earth system. But nonetheless, it comes back to the basics. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, without exception. If you don't like your reality, alter the belief, you will alter the reality. And in this new age and new energy, it's becoming much more easy for each of you to discover in a conscious state what that belief or belief system is, and to influence the alteration of the reality by altering the belief consciously. That ability exists for each of you because you have chosen to put in place that alteration of the energy of your entire vibrational level. You as entity, you as the human consciousness, choose to alter. Not some other entity. It's not some progression. It's not like you've somehow evolved, but rather you've made a conscious choice to make that alteration, a human consciousness choice, to alter your vibrational level. You choose. It's your reality. It's a validation of your belief systems. It's an illusionary reality. Although it has significance, nonetheless illusionary, and as a result of that illusionary reality, you can alter it. Not only can, but do. You create this reality on a continual basis. It's a validation of belief systems. The only thing that's certain in this reality that you cannot alter is that you are the God you search for, that you create your reality, and that you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest, be it human consciousness, societal or individual belief systems, is an illusion. You can alter that, not only can, but do. You as individuals are participating in influencing the entire vibrational level. All of the events that occur within this entire Earth system, at some level of your consciousness, you are aware, and you agree to participate, and you are a part of it. You are all that is. You exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. You are the God you search for. You create your reality and you cannot fail. Now, we would take a break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would suggest once again that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the desire, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, for a moment or two, we would bid each of you farewell with love and great peace.